thought we'd talk about New Year's resolutions here in this segment on January 3rd. One third of U.S. adults will make a New Year's resolution, set some sort of goal for 2024. Are you guys among that one third?
Yeah, I usually come up with something every year.
I didn't this year.
If you want to break it down demographically, adults under 30 are the most likely to make a New Year's resolution, followed by 30 to 44-year-olds, followed by 45 to 64-year-olds, followed by people over 65. The older you get, the less likely you are to set a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, you're just like,
there's no way.
This life didn't work out for me. I'll wait for the next one.
Too late to change.
Maybe also as you age, you have the experience of having set a goal and then never meeting it, or it fizzled after the first month, and so you don't even bother.
Yeah, the best formula to not disappoint yourself is to not make goals to begin with. That's the lesson I learned.
Obviously.
According to a government survey.
Oh, yeah. So this is what they want
us
to believe.
There's the government telling us how to set our New Year's resolutions.
What do you think the number one New Year's resolution is for American adults?
Lose weight.
Yeah. Work out.
Well, oh, yeah, because it's young people who are mainly doing it. So it's probably not the losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Is it to...
You're on the right track.
Work out?
No. That's number three. Exercise more is number three.
Is it to shame older people more?
Yes, that's number one. No, number one is saving more money.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Good goal.
Number two, being happy.
What is that?
I guess the last few years have taken its toll on a lot of people, and so they just set a New Year's resolution of, I'm going to be happy this year instead of fretting about everything.
It has been a rough few years.
Yes, indeed.
That's why we as the Musers would like to sing a little song. Imagine there's no heaven.
It's a solo.
Tied for third, exercising more and improving physical health. Kind of the same thing. Fifth, eating healthier. Sixth, improving mental health. Seven, losing weight. Eight, learn something new. 9, read more, and 10, spend more time with family. Those are the top 10
solid ideas.
New Year's resolutions. So, Gordo, you did not. George, you said you usually do. Does that mean you did this year?
Yeah, and I have the last few years, and I'm like a poor three-point shooter.
Oh.
Probably on percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Actual follow through.
I feel like I need more explanation because I didn't make like set resolutions, but I do have some intentions for this year. You know, like I've been doing well so far this year on trying to shore myself up a little bit.
And that was triggered by the calendar flipping.
Right. So I guess it is a resolution. I just didn't word it that way in my own head.
And it does seem like a restart, you know, okay, new year, let's go. I've been meaning to do this, but this would be a natural time to start.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's real arbitrary.
Yeah.
I made two that I'm willing to share with you.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that I've made others that I'm not willing to share. I've only made two, and I'm willing to share both. I'm going to get back to reading one book a month.
Yeah, that's a great resolution.
Yeah,
I started off last year doing that, and then I fell off.
How many months did you carry it?
What is equal to a week? How many months is equal to a week?
1/4.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing this really well until our baby was born. And then the whole book reading thing just went out the window for me.
Yeah, then you're reading touch and feel books.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now actually that is true. I read, if you include kids' books, I've read about a million in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But just longer books for my own reading, I kind of stopped. I think last year I read maybe 3 books just because I'm crunched for time. So I'm getting back to it this year. So it's a book a month, and I got 3 or 4 for Christmas presents, and I've already started them. I started last week in 2023 because I wanted to get a head start because it was kind of a long book on my January book. And I'll review them on the show. And the first book that I'm reading...
Are they all four Amanda Knox books, like mine?
No. Oh. The first one I'm reading is called Exercised by Dan Lieberman, Why Something We Never Evolved to Do is Healthy and Rewarding. And I've read four or five chapters so far, and it's really interesting. He does a lot of asking a lot of questions and not answering a lot of them, which is, it makes me kind of frustrated.
Informational blue balls.
Yes. Jeez. But a lot of the information is really interesting. There's a chapter on sitting. Is sitting the new smoking? Is sitting too much bad for you? And the answer is yes and no. As he goes back in the history of the world, most animals, including us, need to sit and rest a lot. And even hunter-gatherers sit three-fourths of the day and do nothing. Hmm. Because we have only so many calories to expend, and then we start tapping into our fat reserves, and unless we're just eating nonstop, which hunter-gatherers are just looking for something for the day, then they have to conserve their energy. So even those that you think are on the move all the time are really sitting a lot. But what he says, and I thought this was interesting, is that long-term sitting without moving is really bad for us because that's when inflammation starts. So they recommend that you move every 15 minutes.
Oops.
Oh, no, George.
I mean, look at us sometimes during the show. We just
we go for an hour.
2 hours goes by, and it's like,
I get up and walk around all the time. You guys are more content sitting still. I think I just get nervous if I sit too long.
The only reason you do is you have to go chase down something off a printer.
Or
that
go to
is
the bathroom.
True.
You're going to the bathroom
emergency
all the time.
I don't go to the bathroom all the time.
Hang on, guys. It's another emergency.
But they
screaming
say,
down the hallway.
But get out of the way! Get out of the way!
They say that even if you're, let's say you're like on a plane and you can't get up and move around a lot, as long as you're every 15 minutes you're doing some sort of stretching in place, or you know, moving your joints, so that helps to counter the inflammation.
I always bring dumbbells on a plane.
Yeah, that's good.
I can do some curls.
So I'll do a full review of that book at the end of the month. I've got a National Parks book for next month. I've got a book about Major Taylor, who was the first American cycling hero, was a track star back in the 1800s, early 1900s, when track cycling was huge in New York
City.
That's
when Calshaw graduated high school.
Yeah. He knows Major Taylor. And my second New Year's resolution, I can't believe I'm doing this. I decided to start running again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Why would you pick such a high-impact thing when you're so good at cycling, which is much lower impact?
I decided that now that I'm 58 and with a young child...
That's
that
right. We got to wish Junior a happy birthday.
That's right. We missed
late.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Gro.
Happy birthday.
You always schedule your birthday for a time when we're off.
Yeah.
You're hiding it from us.
So we won't count it.
Now that I'm getting up there a little bit and have a young child, I'm feeling the need to be more well-rounded in my fitness. Like, cycling is great and I love it and it's low impact, but it only develops a certain muscle set. And I still go to the gym a couple days a week. As you guys can tell, I'm getting pretty huge.
Yeah, totally.
But I've decided I wanted to start running just to feel a little more balanced.
Yeah, but you're going to tear up your joints, man. You needed to be doing like yogurt or something like that.
Yeah, do yogurt.
There's a chapter in this book I'm reading, is running really bad for the knees and your joints? So I'll tell you. Once I get there, he probably won't answer.
He'll give
it,
you, yeah, he'll avoid the question.
Could be, maybe not.
But the other thing that I've discovered is with a young child and being more time crunched, sometimes I don't have time for a longer ride, and you can get a great workout in 20 or 30 minutes if you go for a run. Mm-hmm. It's very efficient. So on New Year's Day, I went for a run for the first time in 7 years.
Really? Was all quiet?
All was quiet on New Year's Day.
Oh, cool.
And I ran 3 miles, slow pace.
Yeah.
I was just kind of shuffling along. Tuesday morning, I could barely get out of bed.
There, I told you.
It felt like I had just run a marathon. I couldn't believe how destroyed my legs were.
Yeah.
But I'm easing back into it.
But it's swimming. Swimming is great for you.
It's great for you, but again,
it's a time thing.
To go for a run, I can put on my shoes and I'm ready and I go for 30 minutes and I'm back and that's a good workout. But swim, you got to drive, you got to find a pool, you got to find the hours where it's open swim.
You don't have a pool like Giorgio does.
Right.
Yeah, I can't use it in the winter, though.
You can use yours in the winter. I thought you said yours was heated.
It is, but you don't heat that thing every day.
How long does it take to heat it up?
A long time. The whole pool?
Yeah.
Over an hour
or so. He's got a double Olympic pool, so he can do really long laps.
So you can be in two Olympics at the same time?
Yes. Yes, that's what that means.
So anyway, those are my two resolutions. I'll let you know how it goes here in a month if I'm at least making it 1/12 of the way through the year.
Maybe read while you run. You could.
Oh, not a bad idea.
Two things at once there.
Yeah. Read about the Amanda Knox case. That's a real good one.